I cannot think of a better way to start a podcast where we missed a few episodes because we were traveling and on tour.
And are losers.
Let me just say really quickly, I love you all. Everyone who has come to a show, the past couple of weeks have been a dream come true. And I love my life because of you. So I just want to say thank you all. I don't take any of this for granted. You've given me a wonderful life and I love it so much. Thank you for coming to shows. If you'd like to come to oneericdelsandro.com, we're coming all over we're going to be all over that shuffleboard court. Anyway, just want to say we love you guys. I have something that the Dress Down Donians are going to love, or maybe they won't. But apparently, Joe sent me this.
Okay.
A grandmother was buried in an M&M casket. Not the wrapper, the candy. M&M's candy. She was buried in a casket made to be the blue M&M.
First of all, I didn't
look
know.
Look at this.
I did not know you could get custom caskets like this.
Look at this.
This well, is
neither did I, but look, wait, look at him. His eye, he's dead.
Oh my God.
The M&M's dead.
Oh my God. And he's like holding his family members close to him.
Sandy, Steve, Brandon. I mean, this is actually beautiful. I mean, it's kind of fucking insane.
Oh my God.
Oh, that's it. No other pictures. Oh my God. Look at it. Rest in peace, Grandma.
I saw a group of pictures on.
Where did she get this? Look at the hinges.
On TikTok. Wow, where are the hinges?
Like right by him. Like oh, it opens right here.
Oh my God, I'm crying.
Oh my God, we miss you, Grandma.
It's actually so beautiful. I did not know you could get a custom casket
I mean, first of all, a regular casket, $7,000, $9,000. They're a lot of money.
This
woman had connections.
This had to cost them at least $50,000.
I mean, yeah, what is it made out of? They had to make it like doable so it would like be able to be buried. And not collapse like or disintegrate or whatever. Unless they just like are throwing it out after they bury her. Like, yeah, see you later, family. And then dig up grandma and throw her out.
First of all, or second of all, because I already said my first of all. Second of all, I did not think that if there was anyone that I thought would be buried in an M&M casket, it would be this man sitting right next to me.
It'd be your hus.
Are you jealous that someone
did
this
before you?
Of course, and
it's the blue M&M. Yes. I have a mug that I had that I got in the eighth grade. It's the blue M&M. We've talked about this before. I've been a huge, huge, huge M&M fanatic my entire life. And I want to say this. I don't know how new of a listener you may be, but I got thrown into this like anti-M&M video on the Pride Instagram. So there's an Instagram called Pride. And if anybody knows me, I'm team Pride. I mean, I am all about ending male stereotypes and, you know, everybody thinks I'm gay as it is. I'm an ally to the gay community. I at least think I am. I have a lot of gay fans. They all come to my shows. I love my gay fans. I was put in this fucking messed up thing with like Tucker Carlson and all these people complaining about M&Ms. Because you know when they got quote unquote they went woke with the thing.
So they thought you were like against it.
They thought that they didn't use my words. They just like used like it's a quick thing. There's no sound, and it's like basically like this. I think it's a gay guy, basically saying like look how crazy all these conservatives are going because they made the M&Ms more inclusive, and that's not what my video is about at all. First of all, I made it about a year ago, maybe a little more than that. My beef with M&Ms, like she just said, I'm a huge M&M fan. I've always been. But when Leanna and I started to eat healthier and started to become more progressive with our diet, finding out about how bad vegetable oils are, finding out how bad red dye and all this stuff is, it pained me, but I don't eat M&Ms as much anymore because it's got bad chemicals in it.
Right.
So my point of view was like the people who are progressive enough to care about gender norms being addressed by M&Ms aren't eating M&Ms.
Right.
Because it's poison.
Yeah.
So they don't sell M&Ms at Whole Foods. So my whole beef was like, they're trying to act like they're progressive. Oh, we care about, you know, we care about transgender people, but we're still going to be selling you poison. That was my whole video. And it's bullshit that I got thrown into this Tucker Carlson anti-progress thing. Mm-hmm. That's not fair. I was like, this is bullshit.
You know why?
Why?
They probably didn't watch the entire
video. They probably didn't even watch my video.
Because if you read any comments on any video you've ever posted, half the time they're addressing the first two sentences.
I know.
And then you address that later on in the video. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
there
no,
was
I
something
know.
Recently that you posted.
And they didn't even watch it.
And someone said something, but then you like spoke about it later on in the video.
The Miley Cyrus one that stupid. Blew up that we did with the Miley yes. Cyrus song. They were yes. like, it's actually Bruno Mars. I'm like, yeah, we talked about that. you just didn't watch the whole video.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just want to, I forgot about that. Mm. It happened a while ago and I was like so upset because it's like, I have no problem with M&M's being more inclusive. It's the sneaky wolf in sheep's clothing because the people who care about the orange M&M's anxiety issues, which they've said before, don't eat M&M's.
Yeah, but like you said too, it's like, okay, you care, right? You want inclusivity, you want equality, you want to do the right thing for these people, but at the same time, you're still feeding them poison.
We still,
so how much do you really care about us as a group of people if you're still poisoning us?
Exactly.
Disgusting M&Ms.
So that's the thing. It has nothing to do.
But we still love you.
Give the green M&M sneakers. Who gives a fuck? It's Tucker Carlson and all those people are getting mad that they're making her more. I don't give a fuck about that. Go ahead. Do that all day long. I'm saying don't act like you care about people and their feelings when you're giving them poison. All you care about is making money. And it's like the most evil thing in the world to be like, we're an ally. We care about you. And then it's like, well, your poison could literally be making someone who's trans, you can be making their anxiety worse because you have your food is inflammatory.
Tell them.
Your food has carbon dioxide. Oh, no, what's the one?
Carbon dioxide.
What is it? Not carbon dioxide.
Titanium dioxide.
Red, 52. Blue, 39. It's like a fucking football. Blue, 42. Blue, 42.
Yeah.
So I just want to say that. In case you think that I'm, it's bullshit. In case you saw that pride thing, I think you know where I stand. And luckily, I'm not famous or big enough, so no one knew who the fuck I was. But you know,
gotta say,
it was just bothering me. I had to say that.
The whole little we're taking our characters away, and Maya Rudolph is going to be the new spokesperson.
Big swing
and
miss.
And then the Super Bowl commercial, horrible.
Big swing and miss. Yeah.
So stupid.
You know what the problem?
Candy coated clams.
I don't even know what that. I don't even get the joke. You know what the biggest problem these companies have, and I've always said this: they tell people. Mm-hmm. They tell people. So when you tell someone, your intentions are usually nefarious because you're trying to get marketing. You're
of
trying.
Of course.
If you would have said to someone, right? There was like, it made news when they banned the straws. Mm-hmm. It was like, you know, ladies and gentlemen, how do you feel about banning straws? And all the people were like, this is ridiculous. You're taking away our freedom. I love straws. I demand straws. And then it was like, if you didn't say anything at all, if no one said anything and you went to Dunkin' or wherever you go, with McDonald's, and they were like, oh yeah, we don't have straws anymore, the people would be like, what the fuck? But it would be so small that they wouldn't even think to do anything about it. They would just be like, oh, that's fucking annoying. All right. And they would leave. But because it was like, Facebook, how do we feel about no straws? So then everybody was like, ah!
Yeah.
It's the same thing with every issue we have in this fucking country. They ask you, what do you feel? They should just not say anything.
Yeah.
The paper straws, by the way.
Disgusting.
They fixed that in a second. They fixed it in a second. They have these new plant biodegradable
bamboo
straws. Mm-hmm. They don't even feel any different than plastic.
Nope. How
long did that take?
If everyone collectively just switched to those, people would have no idea. They wouldn't even know. They wouldn't know the difference. It would be beautiful. But you know what?
But they have to.
Can't always get what
you want. That's the thing. Is like they ask people how, like they should have just switched the green M&M's boots to sneakers. And then no one would have noticed.
Nope.
And if you say we want little non-binary children to feel inclusive, go ahead. Just change it on the packaging. No one would have noticed. And those children you're trying to help would go to buy M&Ms and see, wow, the green one's wearing sneakers and she's a girl. I'm a girl. I wear sneakers. Mm-hmm. Problem solved.
Yeah.
But it's this thing where they want to make us fight. This is the problem with the country. This is not a political podcast at all. But I just want to say, if your solution to the tension that's going on in this country right now is to kill the other side, you're never gonna be happy because you have to coexist. You have to coexist. You can't be, if you're a liberal, you can't be like, I want all conservatives to die a horrible, fiery death. Mm-hmm. And if you're a conservative, your solution can't be, I want all the liberals to die a horrible, fiery death. And that's basically their solution. If you ever listen, it's just
very sad.
It's just that that's their solution. Mm-hmm. Get rid of all these liberals, get rid of all the conservatives. That's the only solution everyone usually has. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it should be some sort of like, let's get back to basics. Like, if this doesn't concern you, just be quiet about it. And, like, if you're offended by something, you have to be honest about what you're saying that offends someone else. It's ridiculous. I can't stand living in this fucking place anymore. Because no one wants to be normal and fucking just loving and objective about how biased they are. Because mm-hmm. we travel a lot and we see a lot of different people. And one thing I've noticed that's a constant is most people are just complaining about other people. Mm-hmm. And it's like, what did I do wrong? What am I doing? What am I doing, Leanne?
It's very hard to take responsibility. Very hard.
I know. And then people make it about like serious, they go to the most extreme issue. Like, well, you want to take people's rights away? It's like, Jesus Christ, what are we talking about here? Mm-hmm. No. What the fuck's going on? Anyway, I apologize. We're morons. We don't know what we're talking about. Just be R. kind P. to one another.
R.I.P.
Eminem Graham. Graham and M.
Beautiful. I mean, you know, it was the last thing. It was the last thing she could possibly do, right? She with this, she either knew she was going out where she had said, the way I want to go out the way I want to go out. And definitely. That's in a blue M&M. And
I mean, is this me?
So
is this
much me respect. Who we buried? So much respect. Do it up on your last days. Love it. And she's keeping her family close to her. It's just beautiful. It really is. It's a shame it's going under.
I know.
No one could appreciate this.
We should go back to like pharaohs where like, you know.
It's just out.
They would be buried like in gold things. And you can like kind of see it, I mm-hmm. guess. The mummification.
Very expensive.
Oh, a mummy? You want to make me a mummy?
No, but the...
I mean, I can't imagine how expensive that is.
The big ones where you could walk in and it's a whole thing.
You mean...
What's it called?
The pyramids of Egypt?
No. You ever go to a cemetery and they have like a whole house? A
mausoleum?
Yeah, the casket's in a whole like house. It's in a whole structure.
Who's getting buried in those?
The ones with the buku bucks.
You know, speaking of politics...
The people on top, people who have us fighting.
And again, the only way we should speak about politics, I think, is if you're being objective to both sides. Otherwise, you're too biased towards your side, mm-hmm. right? Something that both sides seem to not care about is whoever has the most money deserves the best life. Liberals and conservatives, most people really believe that.
Yeah.
If you're rich... You deserve, everything should be better for you.
That's a good point.
And if you really break it down and talk to a human one-on-one, no one agrees with that. Mm-hmm. But we all play the game. We all are like, that's ridiculous. How many movies, how many stories are about money doesn't buy happiness? And then everyone's like, anyway, how do we make money so we get happy? Like, no one's like really talking about it. Mm-hmm. It's so fucking weird. But anyway, I want to be buried. Fuck the mausoleum. Let's get me in. She did the M&M one. So what can I do?
I mean, you know, 2023 gender norms, we're getting rid of them, but I'm a little surprised she didn't want to be buried in like the brown or the green or the purple.
I mean, how old was she? How old was she?
Oh, why those are newer ones? Blue's OG.
Blue's not OG. We talked about this on the podcast before.
Oh, we did. I don't even remember.
Blue, we talked about that before. How do we know if we talked about something on the podcast? But there's got to be other podcasts that have talked about things twice. I mean, what are we doing
here? There has to be.
Whatever. Anyway, the blue M&M became an M&M in 96.
Okay.
We voted for it. People voted for it. I remember being a kid.
Yes, you told me. Did you vote for it?
I want to say that I did, but I think I was six, so probably not.
So do you, is this what you want? I need to know now.
I need to know.
Or I mean, I guess you could, hopefully I don't need to know right now, you know.
I could die.
You could. Do you want me to get you something like this? So what are you, what are you thinking? You want to be like burned? That. You want to be cremated? That's a proper way of saying,
you
know, burned.
Yeah, you want to be,
you want to be burned?
That is my life right there, baby. It is like, you know, you have, how would you like cremation? And then you have my wife who's like, what happened when you die? What do you want? You want to be cooked? Meaning, okay, I think he's well done. I think he's done, you know? I mean, look at your mom like you made a good joke.
No, stop.
My dad says that when he's in the car.
I love when he says that.
This is a good question.
I'm crying all day today.
Why? You all right?
No, I just got teary eyes. What's the question?
You know what I was thinking of too? Like you, like, okay, you threw me a party when I was younger. What was I probably?
I think it was your 25th.
25. Mm-hmm. And like the theme was like Hollywood stuff. It was like you had like films, like a clapboard.
Yes.
Which was like,
I love a good theme party.
Which is very sweet because I love movies. I've always wanted to be an actor. And it worked in part because I'm a complete failure and was never successful at being an actor.
So, well, you think it would have been embarrassing if you became an actor?
Well, think about it. Imagine Leonardo DiCaprio had a theme and the cake was a camera.
I'm sure he's had that.
Like, does LeBron have a basketball cake?
I bet they do.
It seems a little too...
I know. I get what you're saying. But I bet they do.
I don't know.
You don't think so?
It seems like that's for people who are into it, like... Like me, I love guitar stuff because like I wish I was good at the guitar. Mm-hmm. I wish I was John Mayer. So like that's kind of when you like get like John Mayer having a guitar cake. I guess he could.
Yeah.
But like it just seems a little like too on brand. You know what I mean?
I get what you're saying.
Like my sister-in-law got me a microphone for a Christmas ornament. Mm. Very cute. Yeah. And I was thinking like, this is very sweet, very like, but I feel like if someone came to my house and was like, Well, you are. Or can be, like, it's like, you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, no, I totally get it. Yeah. I get what you're saying, but I don't totally agree with that.
Like, would Eminem have a rap-themed birthday? Or
I bet early on in the game, he probably did. Leo, I bet he had, you know, a video camera. A video camera cake at some point, like
what?
Early
Do you
on.
Know how old a camera is that did this?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
Did like, the Arsenio Hall?
The hot, like old Hollywood.
Maybe. I don't know.
Telling you, I bet he did.
So, do you want to be cremated?
Yes.
I know we're early. It's like early to talk about this because hopefully you have a long life, but we could die any minute. I could die tomorrow.
Yeah. Hopefully not.
This is better wood. This is real wood.
Yeah, that's real wood. yeah, I think I want to be cremated.
Okay.
I don't love the idea. I'm claustrophobic, so I don't love
the thing is, I think you're going to be dead. I don't know if you're going to be like, oh my God, it's dark in here.
I just don't like the idea of it. Okay. And like my body's just disintegrating underground. Just get rid of me in one shot. You know what I'm saying?
You know.
And then you could put me in a diamond. I would like to be put
like
in a
that.
Diamond.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. There's also like you could put it in tattoo ink.
Mm-hmm.
I would do all that shit.
Yeah.
I would turn
a little in everything.
I would turn me and your mom would turn you into like you, me and your mom would have to fight over the remains. Cause she'd want to make something crafty. I'd want to make I'd get a tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
I'd get like an L tattoo. Mm-hmm. And then I would also get like a diamond necklace or something.
Yeah.
And then I would just be depressed.
Make me into a nice piece, you know?
Okay. So for me, I think maybe make me into some sort of like rub for like a chicken wing. You know, when they, you know, maybe put me in some sort of honor me that way.
I don't know if that's sanitary.
What are you sanitary?
Wait, now this, I'm curious.
Oh.
Have there been couples? Well, of course there's been couples, but who one wants to get cremated, one wants to be buried?
Yeah.
But then they're not together. Unless I die first. And then you say, bury me with my wife's ashes. That's nice.
Okay, what if the opposite happens, honey? Bury me with her ashes. So if I die, so, you got to say, dig my husband up and put these ashes in his. But you don't want to be buried. Would you be buried as ash? Would you be buried as ash?
I'll be buried as ash. Yeah.
Ashley.
No, you have to be cremated so we could be together.
In like a
they can mix, then they can mix us up, make a nice blend.
They'll put us together.
Our kids can make a nice blend. They'll
put
us
in a, they'll put us like in a nice they'll make an espresso. They'll put us, me, you know, the hopefully we have kids by then. They'll put you in
by then, by the time we're dead, by the time we're dying.
We could die in a plane crash tomorrow.
That would be, that would be weird.
Can you imagine if God, imagine if God is listening to this and we say that and he's like, all right. And all of a sudden we knock on the wood. He's like, ah, fuck. Can't kill him. They knocked on the wood.
I hope so.
I hate superstitions. I think they're so fucking stupid. Anyway.
But like a little knock's not hurting anyone. So it's like, why not just do it?
I totally understand.
You know, it takes 2 seconds. All right. Yeah.
Just in case.
Yeah.
You know who has the most comforting, at the same time, it's also a little disturbing because it's a little scary. But I mean, I've said this before. The greatest Pixar movie I've ever seen in my life is
Coco.
Of course. I think it's absolutely
wonderful. It's so good.
It is so incredible. And it's, I mean, I was bawling at the end of that movie. It's wonderful. And it has a really, I love the Mexican, I love the Mexican people's story of death, how they honor their,
oh yeah, their, it's family. Beautiful.
Okay, she's crying. Yeah. So it's really beautiful.
It's really beautiful.
I would love to go to Mexico during the, I can never say this. Día de los Muertos.
There you go.
Very no good. S at the end?
No, Muertos.
Día de los Muertos.
Yeah. Because if you do D-O-D, los is plural, so it has to be Muertos.
It was one of the most, like, you know, I don't know. Something about it was like, is this what this is? And it's, oh my God, it's so. But the I mean, I love that. The longer you have, you got to honor them and they're being, it's just such God, it's such a good story.
It's really sad because you do, like, you do just forget about the person. Okay. I hate death.
All right. Well,
oh, my God.
All right, let's move on. Grandma was buried in Eminem's casket, and now Leanna's crying. Know what? This is
but
what
no,
it is,
seriously, it's hard to not cry, but, like, it is a beautiful thing because you always honor your loved ones.
I love girls so much. And I know that, like, whatever the fuck. Everybody gets sensitive and offended by fucking everything. But I love sometimes just women who are like typical women, like you, my sister, all the women we know.
I'm typical because I cry?
Kind of. It's a little stereotypical, no? Like a woman, or they're emotional. It goes with that, whatever, the patriarchy. I'm not in support of it, but sometimes I love how, like, it's very on brand for a woman to just burst out in tears, right? Yeah. My mom cries at the drop of a dime. Yeah. Remember what my sister's in-laws have this party every year for Memorial Day, and they they crowned this woman. I forgot who she was.
She was a much older woman.
She was like maybe like 90.
She showed up in like her best Memorial Day
patriotic gear.
Yeah.
So we crowned her Mrs. Memorial Day.
Yeah.
And everybody was clapping around her. And my sister was crying. I said, "What's wrong?" And she said, "This is what Memorial Day is all about."
I mean,
oh my God,
she's not wrong.
It was just
showing,
like,
your patriotism.
My mom and my sister are just such, like, nerds sometimes. This is what Memorial Day is all about. And I was like, where am I? I'm on set.
Yeah.
In Barney. What is going on right now?
Oh my God.
Fucking incredible.
Good times. Anyway.
I have a lot of notes. I don't even know how many things we can cover this week because we took a dip.
We took a break. Weeks off.
We have a lot of things to talk about. I wanted Leanne, I'm going to bring this up for you. I don't know if you remember. You told me this note a while ago. You've noticed when we fly first class. I know we talk about flying a lot, but like.
We don't fly first class anymore. We get upgraded to first.
Yes.
Because we fly a lot. There was a time where we were like buying first class tickets and then we were like, yeah, no.
Well,
good.
We've talked about it. We've talked about it in the podcast. If you're going to fly,
it's
the exit row is the way to go.
Yeah.
First of all, they've done experiments. If you're sitting in the front of the plane, you're dead.
Dead first.
The further back, the better chance you have of surviving. Mm-hmm. The exit row is the best deal in town. You talk to any experienced flyer, unless they just have money to burn. they're getting the exit row.
Yeah.
It's just as much legroom. Mm-hmm. And because we're one guy, we get the snacks. We get it's the same treatment.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. I mean, yeah, it takes a little longer to get off the plane, but where are you going?
Okay.
But you've noticed that when we do get upgraded, they're a little
snobs.
A little snobbier.
The people who fly first class act like they're better than everyone else just because they're sitting in first class, and it's unacceptable to me.
And that's life.
Yeah.
Everyone believes this.
Especially because, you know why?
Tell me, Lee.
I mean, these people, for the most part, they're older people. You know, they're probably well-established. But, like, at the same time,
okay,
we fly first class.
Yeah.
So not everyone's that special. That's you know right. what I'm saying?
Oh,
what I'm saying? You could just spend a little extra more money and fly first class.
Absolutely.
But, like, these people.
Or they could have been upgraded. But
exactly.
They don't. They act like they weren't upgraded. That, yeah. Like, they just,
that they
like,
purchased the ticket.
Excuse me. Yeah. It's like, by the way, you're flying United. I mean, mm-hmm. you really want to be a tough guy? Fly private. Yeah. Okay? Let's be serious.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But, yeah, no. They there's an attitude for sure.
This woman, so a lot of times we'll fly, we get the exit row. Mm-hmm. It's the best deal in town. And very often, we will get upgraded to first class. Mm-hmm. It happens all the time.
Yep.
This is the last time we're flying.
And it's never, we never get upgraded.
Together,
where it's like two seats together because it's whatever seats are left.
Which is so stupid.
No, because it's usually, there's like one in this row, one in this row, one in that row. There's never really two empty together. That's why.
You're right. You can't. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You can't. You can't ask someone to move who's already purchased the ticket. Anyway, so I get upgraded. Leanna gets upgraded. So I'm like, babe, whatever. The seat next to me is an aisle. I got an aisle. I'll just switch with them. It's the same thing, and I'll sit next to you.
Mm-hmm. The seat next to me was an aisle.
The seat next to Leanna was an aisle.
And you were in a different aisle.
And I was in a different aisle. So I'm like, I'll just sit in this aisle. When they come, I'll say, hey, buddy, would you mind? It's my wife. I'd like to enjoy the flight with her. Now, I'm thinking like me. I'd be like, yeah, I don't give a fuck.
It's an aisle.
Fuck would I care?
And this
it's happened to me before. People, I'm like, yeah, you guys together? Sit with each other. What the fuck do I care?
This one was specifically same row, aisle for aisle.
I mean, we were 12 inches away.
Yeah.
My seat was this aisle and her seat was this aisle.
I was next
to the woman.
Yeah, same exact thing. If it's like you're asking them to go to 5B instead of 1B, then maybe I could see.
I understand.
But
also,
it wasn't
the
that.
First row, there's no underneath the seat storage, which is a little annoying sometimes. Yeah. That I can
understand.
So that's
what I'm saying. But this was same exact row.
But when people have the illusion, like they're really good, like this woman. I was like, oh yeah, no, that's my seat. Do you mind if I sit with my wife? I'm like, it's just right here. And the woman didn't say anything.
She didn't say anything.
She wasn't like, oh yeah. She was like, like I asked her for like I asked her to cover my shift and she's missing her kid's birth.
Yeah.
I mean, holy fuck. I was like, oh my. I wanted to be like, lady, sit down. You really fucking need this, huh?
Yeah.
You really, and here's the thing. I feel this way about a lot in life. A lot of people are unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't, instead of doing or talking to someone or trying to find out why they're not happy, they just bury themselves with shit to distract from how unhappy they are. So like, I understand, well, Eric, maybe she had a rough day or whatever. It's like, that's fine. But like, fine, don't go through your life just being a miserable fucking prick because there's something going on that you haven't addressed. So like, I wanted to be like, I wish I could have talked to someone, but like, what's up?
Like, what's the problem?
What's going on? Are you okay?
And this has happened before where I feel like people, they're never really that happy to do it. Like, it's always like what we're asking them to do. So God. I'm always like, just leave it. I don't care. You sit there, I'll sit here. It's fine. Like, I don't care.
Another move I do sometimes is sometimes she'll get nervous. For some reason, you hate in confrontation.
Yeah. Why is it? For some reason. I don't like it.
Because fuck these people. That's why. Like, I'm never being rude. I'm never just being an asshole.
No.
I was like, well, in my mind, it's so incredibly loud. I would never ask someone something that would be inconvenient for me to hear.
Mm.
I'm like, yeah, what's the big deal? So a lot of times, if Leanna is in like that window seat and I'm in this window seat, I'll like purpose like, you okay? Are you like, talking over someone? So people are like, oh, are you guys together? Want me to switch? And I'm like, would you? I would love that, buddy. Would you mind? It's my wife. Love to spend a couple of hours with her. Cause like I'm not with her 24/7, but they don't know that.
No, but this lady, she wasn't happy about it. And then we talked about it. We were like, you know, maybe she doesn't like to fly and she was really preparing to sit in that specific
seat.
She liked
it. It was a woman she was going to sit next to.
Yeah, she was going to sit next to a woman. She saw
you and was like, all right, I am woman, hear me roar. Exactly. Actually, I wasn't sitting in her seat. I was sitting in my assigned seat.
And it was like before she could sit down.
Are you sitting there? Yeah, would you mind? And then she was like, now I'm always trying to be objective and being like, okay, let me not see this. Let me go to her point of view. And I was thinking maybe she liked because you were a woman or whatever. But like my whole thing is like, I don't know. It's hard to view yourself. I wonder how people view me. Mm. Do I look intimidating?
Yes, a little bit.
Come on.
I think you do.
I'm 5'10". And I weigh 168 pounds. But how intimidating can I? I'm not a big guy.
You're good looking. Good looking people are just intimidating. I would say that for, I think most, if you're like good looking, I think you're probably intimidating to people.
Don't you think that people would more likely be not threatened? Or that's the opposite? I don't mean like in a Jeffrey Dahmer kind of way. I just mean like in terms of like, I tried to approach it like, I don't know. I guess no one wants to say like, it's a little uncomfortable to say to a stranger, like, I actually was looking forward to sitting on this side. And I was thinking like, what if that's her lucky side?
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah. A million reasons. Like you said, I'm sorry, I prefer to sit next to a woman. Like,
I know.
You know?
I guess it's I guess most people wouldn't say that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wish she would. Cause I'd be like, oh, okay. I'd ask the guy, would you mind switching with my wife? I don't know. Because to me, it just seems like such
that would be the same thing.
No, the guy next to me.
Yeah, but then she would still be sitting next to a guy, not a woman, if that was her
thing. I was taking the approach of like, if she likes that side of the plane.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Anyway, it just made me think of like, and then Leanna was just like talking about it one day, and I was like, babe, there's this trend on online that happened.
Wait. Before that, can we say what happened? So because
I forgot about that.
Because we're 1K members, like we get a free meal or like a free snack and stuff. So you don't have to be 1K to fly first class. So because they switched, like the guy came up to me and was like, oh, you know, what would you like? Would you like the meal? Da, da, da,
and they
da.
Go, Leanna?
Yeah.
And they go, oh, yeah, that's me. What would you, and they, because they specifically, they have it on their phone. And
Who's sitting where?
Mm-hmm. So they go over to I hear them say to her, Eric. And she didn't say anything. And then they said, would you like whatever? And she ordered a burger. And I said, Leanna, that's my burger. I wouldn't have gotten anything. And I was like, let her have it because she switched with us. But I was like, she didn't think like, this is strange.
Right.
She didn't pay for the meal. And she was just like.
So she got a free, not only.
She should have been like, you know what, buddy? I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks. Nothing. Thanks for the burger.
Yeah, nothing.
Anyway.
So I was just, there's this trend on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Or it was a while ago. Maybe it wasn't even on TikTok. I don't know. When you have an infant, you have like a 1 or 2 year old kid. Is that an infant?
Yeah.
Or a toddler?
Anyway, no, toddler is like probably 2 to 5.
You're holding your baby and you're holding he or she's head. And then like you smack the wall with your hand and you go, oh my God, are you okay? And the baby, because of your reaction, just goes, they start crying and holding their head.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, adults are no different. We metaphorically slapped the wall and was like, is it okay? And she was like, oh, I guess so. And like, oh, you've got trouble, lady.
Like you were saying, did we talk about were we talking about the straws and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. It's kind of like that. It's like they wouldn't have noticed.
Absolutely.
But because you said something, now they're outraged.
Now they're like, oh my God, I can't believe straws. They're coming for straws. It's like if they didn't say anything, if they didn't say shit about the turtles,
mm-hmm.
plastic bags, by the way.
Yep.
If they just switched to brown or was like, yeah, you have to, you know, you can't do this anymore. Like no one would have said a word.
Nope.
No one would have said a word. But they smacked the wall. How do you, it's like, oh my God, we're adults.
Mm-hmm.
This is an adult human being.
We really don't change much. You know, the whole growing up I don't think it's so much mental as it is physical.
Oh my God.
You know, I think the growing up is more physical than anything.
People also don't know when to use that. They'll be like, you know, you're 30 years old. Like as if like you're supposed to grow out of human emotion. Mm. But then they'll like, they think that being a certain age limits. Like, I wish I had a good example of what we're talking about, like at this moment, but it'll be like, you know what I mean? Like, you're afraid of the dark, grow up.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Or like wearing jeans with holes in them.
Yeah. Grow up.
Yeah. Oh, you're 40. Grow up. Don't wear jeans with holes.
Yeah.
Like, who cares?
It's like, you're 40. Give in to social norms quicker. It's like, okay, that doesn't really make sense. Now, I get it. If you're like, you know, just playing video games, smoking weed, and about to be evicted, maybe, you know, I don't know.
Grow up a little.
Maybe grow up a little bit, get a job. Like, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But if it's like, if a guy is a software engineer making 400 grand a year and is playing with Legos or Star Wars toys.
You mean spare time?
What about that has to, quote unquote, grow up? If he has a family, if he's paid for his house, if he has a successful career, his kids are happy, his wife's happy. Why does that mean grow up? Mm-hmm. People are so fucking stupid. It's really insane. It's very sad. But speaking of growing up, I guess this is growing up. I heard... I'm like embarrassed that I never thought about this. Because how often do I like mention how beautiful lyrics are to you? And I'll pause the song. I'm like, do you realize what he's saying here?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a giant Blink-182 fan. Yes. As you know. I mean, giant.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much anymore because whatever, we'll get into the weeds. But if you're a real Blink fan, we could talk about it. Why? But anyway.
I mean, they also haven't been a band forever, so.
Yeah. But they're back together. Anyway, this girl on TikTok did a cover mm-hmm. of their song, Damn It,
mm-hmm.
which, by the way, you used to try to learn on the guitar.
That was the first song I tried to learn on the guitar, yeah.
And you gave up on me.
I gave up very quickly.
So if you don't know the song, Damn It by Blink-182, it goes like this.
Give us a little snippet.
You've heard it before. You just maybe don't know that's the name of it.
Yeah, give us a little snippet.
Take your pants off. This is Damn It by Blink-182. Maybe a little lower. You know, you've heard the song before, maybe. Very angsty teenage years. It's all right to tell me
what you think about me.
Okay. So I'm not exaggerating when I say this, but I think I've heard that song realistically in my life 100 billion times.
Wow, really? 100 billion. Wow. That's got to be like record breaking.
That would be like 1,000 years.
You could probably go in the Guinness book.
No, seriously though. Seriously. 1,000?
Oh, probably more than 1,000. No.
I'm lowballing it. When Take Off Your Pants and the Mark, Tom and Travis show came out. It was for Blink-182 fans, I mean, I was probably 10 when that album came out. I listened to it every single day for about 2 years. Just religiously, every single day.
Mm-hmm.
So that song was the last song. I mean, I would listen to that song a million times. Plus, it's been in like, you know, it's been in movies. My brother introduced me to Blink years ago. Anyway, they close every concert with it. I mean, I've heard it a million times.
Oh, they always close with that?
Always. And I never realized how heartbreaking the lyrics are until this girl on TikTok slowed it down. And there's one part where he says, like, you know, I'll see you and we'll smile and pretend it's okay. Like, mm-hmm. That always hit me as like, I remember thinking like, that's a really heartbreaking lyric.
Yeah, of course.
But this girl sings it. Her name is Alexandra Kay.
Ooh.
It sounds like the most.
Am I gonna cry?
You probably will cry. Yeah. I mean, you already started. We opened that faucet.
Yeah.
But it's the same lyrics, but listen.
It's all right to tell me what you think about me. I won't try to argue or hold it against you. I know that.
What?
Damn, son. Where'd you find this?
Oh my God.
Season is calling your picture.
And then she says,
"What a pretty voice."
And then she says, it happens once again. I'll turn to a friend, someone that understands, sees through or sticks to the master plan. Like, basically, I couldn't believe, like,
you didn't realize how emotional it was.
And also Mark, the lead singer, like, he's this punk rock kid. He had bleach blonde, like Eminem hair. Mm-hmm. They were skateboarding around, mm-hmm. like being total like geeks, fart jokes on stage. Mm-hmm. And he's writing this poetic, really sad song. Like, I'll see through the master. Like, I won't question fate. Mm-hmm. I'll see through the master plan.
Yeah.
And then I guess this is growing up.
Speaking of growing up.
To face this on my own. And the song's called Damn It.
Yeah,
like,
wow.
Like, damn it.
Yeah.
I have to grow up. I've heard that song 5,000 times in my life.
You know, that's why music is amazing. And that's why
I'm just so...
Those people are the people who do it because they can write stuff like that and you don't even think about it. You don't even bat an eye to it. And that's what they're saying.
It's just so it's just so good. It's so good.
What I would have done to have that version in high school, you know?
Yeah.
Just sitting in my room, bawling my eyes out about some guy.
Think about how mature that is of a guy to say to a girl, because Mark is writing it, you know? It's all right to tell me what you think about me. I won't try to argue or hold it against you.
Mm-hmm.
I know that you're leaving. You must have your reasons. I mean, he was like, 20 years old?
You know, how old was he? Because that is very...
mature.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's hard to tell. I mean, he's born in 72. The song probably came. He was probably 25, 24.
That is still pretty, like, mature words for a 25-year-old, I feel.
It just, check it out. It's by Alexandra Kay. She does this.
Love that.
It's so
That's
good.
Beautiful.
I mean, the way she sings, like on YouTube, it is a little like
too country.
No, not country. It's a little like cringy. A little like Netflix. Her voice is very like,
yeah.
Like, the way she sings is kind of, she like does this like, I don't know. It's a little like there. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yes, I saw another. I saw on TikTok, there was another, it was a Blink-182 song, and they were making it basically like a wedding version.
Yes.
Was it All the Small Things? No.
Maybe.
Could that be like a wedding song? And it was that.
They can make anything.
They like slowed it down, and that's how I felt about that one. That it was like a little too like cheesy.
They all can't. I mean, you can't make Happy Holidays, You Bastard, a slow song. That's a Blink-182 song.
Yeah.
They're not all of them. Yeah. But Blink-182, I think the reason why they were so fucking huge is because I always knew this as a huge fan, but I knew their songs were not jokey. I knew they were very serious. Like, the subject matter was always beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But this song specifically.
You don't think.
Their other songs, I mean, you know, there's a lot of music that is like, just sounds punk rocky and like fun. Mm-hmm. And like, you don't really like, oh, this one's really fucking serious. So I just wanted to share that with you guys. I think it's beautiful. And just,
yeah.
I don't know.
I want to listen to the whole thing later, but I've done that with songs before. Songs that I've heard a million times and I don't know the lyrics. You ever make up your own lyrics to a song?
Oh my God.
So I do that with songs. And then there's been a lot of times where you sing it properly and I'm like, oh, that's it. And there's just been so many times like that where I don't realize what they're saying, and then I'm like, oh my God, that's like beautiful. I never like really listen to it. You just like sing it, you know, and you don't really think about the lyrics too much.
When we were running on the treadmill yesterday, I put on Till I Collapse by Eminem, which is like the white boy getting hyped anthem. I was a little embarrassed. You know, I'm actually listening to like a lot, but I was like, I was running. I was just thinking of songs. I was thinking like, does Eminem have any? I went through G-Unit. I went through 50 Cent. I went through like, so I was thinking like, and then I got a good idea for a TikTok from it. But anyway, when you'd rap as a kid, I would just like Wu-Tang as a kid. I would just mumble. I would just like say what it sounded like.
Yeah, of course.
Because I, as a young kid,
I still do that.
You don't know the words to a rap song, and they speak about heavy shit. Mm-hmm. There's a method in Gravel Pit, you know, Holla Cross from the land of the lost, behold the pale horse. Oh, of course. I forgot. I used to say something completely different than I looked it up when I was like 16.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like 10, just rambling what I thought Method Man was saying.
Yeah.
Anyway, how about this? This I think I might have said this to you before. Do you know these lyrics? What does he say here?
I took her out. Yeah.
It was a Friday night. I walk alone.
To get the feeling right.
What did he just say? I took her out.
It was a Friday night. I walk alone to get the feeling right.
I wore cologne.
That's what he says?
I wore cologne.
Play it again.
To get the feeling right.
No.
I took her out. It was a Friday night. I walk alone to get the feeling right.
I wore cologne. I walk alone. It's like, it's basically the same thing.
He tweeted this in like 2010.
And the world's probably exploded.
I've been saying I walk alone my entire life.
Of course. I bet everyone has.
I've played that song on the guitar a billion times and I've said I walk alone.
Wait, I took a ride. I wore cologne. To get the feeling. That makes more sense.
What the fuck does I walk alone mean?
Yeah. That's crazy.
I walk alone.
You know, I was a big lyrics person though when I was younger. I feel like I would like to look at the lyrics to make sure that I knew the words. But then there's so many songs, I just make up my own.
Has it ever happened to you where the lyrics ruin it for you?
Yes.
That's happened to me before.
Yes.
Where
I think my version's better.
Yeah. But that's why, like Brandon Flowers from The Cure, that's why a lot of artists don't like to tell you. Because it'll ruin it for you. If you think it's about heartbreak between you and your ex-husband, that's what it's about.
Mm.
If that's what you see in the painting, that's what it is.
Yeah.
That's why it's supposed to be subjective. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. So like if they tell you, well, it's really about my dog, and you're like, oh, fuck, that ruins it for me.
Mm-hmm.
I liked thinking it was about, you know, my ex-husband or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The last song that I cried to hearing for the first time was a song called Pressure Machine by The Killers. And it's just so, and the lyrics are just incredible. It's one of the first times I've like read. I used to read lyrics while I listened to the album. Mm-hmm. You ever do that? Mm-hmm. Like, no one does it anymore because we have fucking
phones. You don't get albums.
Phones, I know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've always said that too about like, I love to go back and listen to things that are so like almost a cliche. Like I just did a video with Jimi Hendrix all along the Watchtower. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. We've all heard that song in movies a million times. So it's kind of like when you hear it, you're almost numb to it.
Mm-hmm.
So like if you actually, like I was listening to how he played the guitar and I'm like, wow, this is like ridiculous. By the way, it's a Bob Dylan cover. Never knew that. Mm-hmm. So I've said this before, the Happy Birthday song. If someone plays the Happy Birthday song on the piano slowly and you're not singing Happy Birthday, you just listen to that melody. It's fucking gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad. It's hopeful. It's really, really good. I don't know. I didn't think we were going to get into this topic, but, you know, I like to talk about music.
I like talk about music. We're big music people.
It's one of the greatest things in the world. I feel like I had another take on something with lyrics and stuff, but I guess that's it.
How do you feel about songs that it's almost like a puzzle? Where the lyrics don't make any sense to maybe you, but like they have their own meaning to it. And it's like kind of up to you to kind of figure it out. Like The Killers, for example.
Or what song are you going to say?
No, I don't have a song specifically, but I do feel like some of their songs, it's like you really have to think about what he's trying to say.
So some of them are purposely ambiguous so you can make up your own meaning.
Mm-hmm.
And then some of them are dead on exactly. Like, mm-hmm. Are we human or are we dancer? I still don't know what that means. He's been asked that. He doesn't like to give an answer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the fuck that means. And that one is a little bit, but like to me, the music speaks to me more than anything. I don't even care what they say. You know what's funny, babe? That happens to me. I'll even put captions on videos and people will quote them incorrectly.
Oh, really?
They'll quote a video of mine incorrectly. Mm. And I'm like, I said something completely like, oh my God, I love when you said, you know, I walk alone. I'm like, I said I wore cologne. So like, that's kind of interesting to see that. But
people like to hear what they want to hear.
But you know what? That's kind of good, though. Mm-hmm. Like, if that's what it's supposed to mean to you, then, you know, let it mean to you.
Hey, that's aught.
That's aught. That's aught.
That's listen, good aught.
Aughtists are going to aught, you know? And I guess that's it.
Oh, man.
Anything else? I hope we can keep... We got a lot of traveling coming
just
up.
Just don't say anything. I'm sorry to the people who
love this and look for one. You know, I hope that we can, I love everybody and I want to make sure that you guys know, I apologize because some people look for a new episode and it sucks. If I want to watch an episode of something and I'm like, what the fuck, what are they doing? Even though we're not there yet, I still think that, you know, we're still grateful for the people who do listen to this and watch this. So
yes, thank you so much. We love
you. I hope to see you all at a show soon. Mm-hmm. And anything else you want to say, honey?
Not really.
Okay.
I guess that's it.
We love you guys.
I'm sorry we keep letting you down. But you know, I love doing this with you. I love chatting with you.
One of my things is to I love it too, but one of my things is also like we're not it's not ending. Like okay, there's going to be gaps here and there, but I think a really bad sign is when like you like and like it's been like 6 months since someone did a podcast and they just like never come back with it again. Yeah. But we're not doing that.
It's like the gym. You can't stop for too long. Otherwise you never come back, you know?
Ooh, bully.
All right, love you guys.
All right, we love you guys.
Chin chin.
Good luck finding your favorite candy to be buried in. And we should start doing that after every episode, rounding up all the topics and be like, hope you find an M&M to get buried in, and your lyrics are never misinterpreted, and you don't have to switch seats with someone at an airplane.
Yes.
All right.
Love yous.
Love yous.